November 30th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you have been given very many graces in this age of new technology. All of these things are given by way of making life in the world more palatable. Do not be so foolish as to think these innovations come from human ingenuity. Your discoveries and inventions are all part of my generous grace. These days, new technology is being used in some evil ways. Unborn children, snatched from the womb, are being incorporated into medicines and food. Pornography has taken on new dimensions and comes alive in heretofore Christian homes, invading young minds. The sanctity of many vocations is being challenged through this innovative technology. What I have given is meant as a means of saving souls. I give you new means of making the world smaller by use of this technology. Much of what I have given you has been distorted as my approval of obscenities and illicit gain. Do realize you live in a world of compromised truth. Always search out the truth of each goal and every way you are using the grace I give you. Do not make money your goal. Make pleasing me and saving souls your goal." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 6. "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people, for among them are those who make their way into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and swayed by various impulses." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.